We offer today the Mass in thanksgiving to God for the gift of life, noting that yesterday marked the 44th anniversary of that dreadful decision of the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, which legalized the murder of children in their mother's wombs. It's moved to today since that this Mass can't take the place of a Sunday Mass. And of course, I'm preaching to the choir when I tell you the devastating effects this terrible decision has had, not just on our country, but on the very character of our country. It's not irreversible, but it will only be reversed when you and I and those we come in contact with make a conscious decision that killing innocent children is not what can be done and hoping to survive. It is that abomination before God and man that simply must stop. We stop it first by our daily fervent prayers, asking our Blessed Mother's intercession before her Divine Son to change the hearts of those who think this is a good and serves the common good of us all. And then we do what we know we can do to change the hearts of others by the good example that we set in supporting life in its every stage of development. Let us pray today at this Holy Mass for the strength of faith and hope and charity to continue to do just that. Today and tomorrow, I will be sending off our young people to the March for Life. It would be good if you could to come this morning at 11:30 or tomorrow at 1 o'clock to see the enthusiasm. This is our hope. I don't blush to say my generation has failed, but this generation of young women and men won't fail. Let us pray for them. Let us support them as they defend us all in asserting the God-given right to life and to human dignity.